96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a Medical Monday, and tonight we're focusing on women's health with an in-depth look at endometriosis, the condition that is often painful and may have an impact on fertility. Joining me to talk about this are Dr. Tiffany Hale-Storks and Dr. Neoma Wachuku, both at the OBGYN department at Howard University Hospital. If you have any questions or comments or concerns about endometriosis, if you're wondering perhaps whether or not you are at risk, now is the time to give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Hale-Storks, let me start with you. Give me a working definition for what endometriosis is.
Okay, so endometriosis is a chronic condition that typically causes pelvic pain. And what happens is the lining of the uterus that we typically shed every month during our menstrual cycles is found outside of the uterus. On different organs and in the pelvic cavity, it's just found elsewhere outside of the uterus.
Okay, when you say found elsewhere, is it consistently found outside of the uterus, or does it change with a woman's menstrual cycle? How does that work?
So it can be found on your ovaries. It can be found on your intestine. It can even be found in areas like your lung, although very rare. So it can just be found on other organ systems.
I see. Dr. Wachuku, is this a condition that is particularly significant for black women, or does it affect women equally across the board?
So, unfortunately, at this time, we don't have a specific statistic for African-American women. In the past, it was thought that this was a disease that was primarily just for white women. It's only recently that we're starting to recognize its impact in African-American women, that African-American women are just as likely to have endometriosis.
Mm-hmm. What age group are we talking about? Does it matter?
Primarily, it affects women in the reproductive age group. That's primarily like 15 to 49. So prior to menopause, right at puberty.
Mm-hmm. How dangerous is this? Because you mentioned earlier pain. Is that like cramps, like monthly cramps? Are we talking about much more severe pain?
Yeah, so the symptoms can range from minimal pain that could typically be relieved with Motrin, Aleve, to very severe pain that can happen at the time of your menstrual cycle every month, or it can be this chronic pain that happens throughout the month. So patients can notice pain with their menstrual cycle, pain a few days before their menstrual cycle, pain a few days after, pain with intercourse, pain with urination, pain with bowel movements. It can be noted just this chronic pain that can happen throughout the month at really any time.
Okay, gosh, well, you just listed all of those things. For someone who's feeling that, they would probably think that could be almost anything.
Exactly.
So how do you know?
Well, there's one specific way to definitively diagnose an endometriosis. Yes, you can have all of these symptoms, but the primary way that we diagnose it is at time of surgery. There is a procedure that we actually do at Howard University Hospital, and which is called laparoscopy. You make a small incision right below the navel, and you insert a camera inside that incision, and you take a look at the pelvis, and you're actually looking for these endometriosis implants, and that gives you a definitive diagnosis for endometriosis.
Interesting. I'm going to dig down a little more on that bit of information. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're also going to go to the phone lines, and there's an event that's coming up also that is going to highlight the importance of women knowing more about endometriosis, about you know, the symptoms, about the treatment, of raising awareness. We're talking about it. Give us a call, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. On this Medical Monday, we are focusing on women's health with a look at endometriosis, what it is, what causes it, treatments, and more. If you have a question or if you have a comment, now is the time to call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Keisha, calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling, Keisha. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Doing just
Is
fine.
Is there a treatment for endometriosis other than Motrin or Tylenol? Because that don't work for me, and I was diagnosed.
Okay, so typically if you had mild symptoms, we could probably start you off with Motrin or Tylenol at first. And if your symptoms are a little bit more severe or not alleviated by those two medications, we can start you off on other treatments that have hormones in it. So usually we'll ask, are you interested in fertility or are you trying to get pregnant? And if patients are like, no, you know, I've already had two kids, I'm not trying to get pregnant at the moment, we can start you off on oral contraceptive pills. And that can typically help alleviate some of the symptoms. There are other forms of hormones that we can also give, and that's based on what other medical problems you have and any other things going on with your history, because everything does have a side effect, and we will tailor it to your specific need.
Okay. Keisha, thank you so much for your phone call. There's an event. It's coming up this weekend, the Endo March, Worldwide March for Endometriosis. Dr. Wachuku, can you tell me a little bit about that and where it's going to be and what time and all of that?
All right. So Howard University is actually sponsoring the D.C. branch of the Worldwide Endometriosis March. It's actually an event that's being held in several cities all over the world. We're going to meet at Upper Senate Park, in which we will distribute information about endometriosis, try to create a general awareness about endometriosis, and then gather together and walk so as to promote awareness of this debilitating disease. Mm-hmm. In the end, we hope to raise awareness, bring people out of the shadows in regards to chronic pelvic pain, and hopefully bring more attention to it so that we can find a cure.
That's interesting when you say bringing people out of the dark. What do people usually think it is?
So in the African-American community, why we have found that it's underdiagnosed amongst our patient population is because people who come in with chronic pelvic pain are sometimes misdiagnosed as pelvic inflammatory disease, which is related to sexually transmitted diseases, or it can be confused with other pelvic diseases such as fibroids. And a lot of people feel that, okay, I have painful periods. It's normal. My mother had it. My grandmother had it. Let me just deal with it. And we sort of have that tendency in our community to just kind of keep our pain within ourselves, keep our pain within our families, not really talk about it, not really go to our doctors and find out, hey, what's wrong? So that's what I mean by bringing people out of the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Very, very important. Just want to say, if you want more information about the 2015 Worldwide March for Endometriosis, of course, it's Saturday, March 28th. From 2 to 6 p.m. at Upper Senate Park. If you want to find out more information, you can find it on the web at endomarch.org. That's endomarch.org. Of course, as always, that information will be posted on WHUR.com after the end of the program. I need to take a break, but wanted to let our listeners know, Donna, Lasagna, Dina, Amy, please do not hang up. You will hear the program. I want to get to your questions or comments. Very important that you get the information. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Phone number 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. 7-6. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More on endometriosis in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.
The Howard University Radio Network is W.